You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Wednesday evening, because we are here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. We have a great post that's up there right now. Yes. We got DH in the studio, by the way. He causing problems.
Oh, that's my bad.
Why? Ooh, Lord Jesus. But yeah, like I said, the newest blog has been posted. We had a guest blogger, Danny Foss from OKDanny.com.
Yes.
She wrote a post, you know, how I discovered my husband's love language. Very great post, you know.
Good post, man.
Very good post. So we're actually going to have a show about that, so I got to call and see if she's available for that show, because it's very important for us to learn our spouse's love languages and speak them willingly and lovingly.
Absolutely.
Because some people have, you know, they do it begrudgingly with an attitude and blah blah blah. But check out the website, thisdateisover.com, for that blog post. It's a great post. And also comment on the website. Let me know that you're reading. Post your comments and feedback. And also make certain that you share our blog post, because we do this for you, not just for us.
Absolutely.
But for you. Because that's why thisdateisover.com was created. I know that I'm not the only person that's been on a bad date, so I figured, why not start a website so everybody can share their own bad dates?
Makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of funny stuff. And it's a good learning experience. You learn what not to do. You know, hindsight is always
20/20.
Exactly. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating. The good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly. Because sometimes dating can be just a little ugly. Maybe not for me. Maybe not anymore, but
it's all good now.
I know, right now. Okay. No, I think dating's cool, you know. It has its ups and downs, you know, that's life. So keep in mind that we have a new telephone number, and it's 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100, if you want to give us a call. Also, check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover, or on Instagram and Twitter, same handle, @dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. So, DH, you know, someone's caught your eye. I mean, this person is bad.
Bad.
Bad to the bone. I mean, they look good. They smell good. They have a great sense of humor, you know, charisma.
Lord of mercy.
Everything that you could possibly want.
Yeah.
In a mate. But there's a problem.
What's the problem?
They're your coworker.
Coworker. So this is...
They're your coworker.
This means I've seen a lot of this person.
Exactly. So what do you do? You know, that's what we'll be discussing tonight.
Yeah.
On crossing professional lines, because it happens sometimes for the good and a lot of times
for the bad.
Yeah, I mean, man. Real bad. You know, I can share some of my situations with you guys, but it's definitely, you know, it's a risk involved when you're trying to navigate, you know, that process of crossing professional lines.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to be discussing tonight, crossing professional lines. Like I said before, you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter @dateisover, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're going to get some music first, let you guys marinate on, you know, the question, you know, what do you do when you have somebody in the office that you like? Do you risk crossing those professional lines or no? And we also want to hear some of your stories. Maybe it's been good. Maybe it's been a horror story. Yes. I don't know. Let us know.
I'm sure you got them all. Make sure you guys
let us know. Once again, the number is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. So keep it right here on The Flow for soulful music news and talk on This Date Is Over Radio. Thank you.
go to work today. I'd rather stay home and play video games. I wanna chill, but I gotta get up. I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I feel like I'm working for nothing, trying to get something. Everywhere I turn, there's a bill. Steady now, swim the river, climb the hill. Complacency, you ain't gonna get me, no, 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 no. 'Cause I gotta get up. I gotta get up. I don't wanna go to work today. I'd rather stay home and play video games. I'd rather chill for real. I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I feel like I'm working for nothing, trying to get something. Everywhere I turn is a bill. Steady now, swim the river, climb the hill. Complacency ain't gonna get me, no, 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 no. 'Cause I gotta get up.
and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057. Or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
But the whoa.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH Mage. What's up, DH?
Hey, what's happening with y'all, man?
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. I want to tell you about network contracting services. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm looking at the wall.
Yeah, okay. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. So that's for Network Contracting Services, because we all need a contractor. Lord knows I need one.
Ladies, if you need a handyman, you call Network Contracting Services.
I need a handyman because my bathroom drawer is broken. Mm. My place looks real fabulous, not in a good way. Once I hit my fifth or sixth year of ownership, that's when stuff started breaking.
Right.
And then I got this guy that lives above me. You know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to say anything about that. I'm going to just leave that situation alone.
Leave that there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because you just heard music from Erykah Badu, one of my favorite artists. The song was Didn't You Know? Try to play some Mary J. But I don't know what happened to my iPod at that moment. So I'm going to play that again.
And that's the actual
song. And right before that, play some music from Jill Scott.
Yes. Jilly from Philly.
Now, I want to let you guys know that we do have a giveaway, you know, sponsored by DH Major tonight.
Let's go, baby.
You know, listen out for the code word. And the first person to call in or tweet me that code word will win two tickets to Saturday's Washington National Game. 4 p.m. You could take your mom. You could take your wife. You could take me. I mean, whoever you want to take.
You could take me if you want.
Exactly. So if you want those tickets, I like the Nat Stadium. They have some good food there.
It's a good atmosphere. They have some environment.
Yeah, it's a very good environment, and they had like the big frozen margaritas.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't know about the alcohol, the food and alcohol, because they had the jerk chicken. I remember that. So if you want to win those tickets, stay tuned. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. We will be giving out that code word. So like I said, the first person to call to the studio or tweet me will win those tickets.
Stay tuned.
And my
guys.
Twitter is @dateisover. But moving on. I lost my train of thought
because it's
so much on my brain. But we were talking tonight about crossing professional lines, because it's only natural that you grow close to your coworkers and colleagues, because after all, we spend a lot of time with them.
Absolutely.
But what happens when romantic feelings develop? Do you suppress them or risk crossing professional lines to pursue a relationship? So DH.
Yes.
DH, I want to pass it to you. Have you ever pursued a coworker?
Yes.
And how did that work out for you?
Well, we have horror stories and we have, you know.
Horror stories or horror? Horror stories. How do you even say that word?
Horror.
So horror or horror story?
Well, I guess you could say horror
so,
stories.
So what was your story?
Well, I mean, really what it now, and I was just speaking from a personal level. You know, when you were in the atmosphere, you know, work, you work 40 hours a week, you know, so you may see your work coworkers.
Yeah. Your work coworkers. I don't know.
I was trying to
do you
get
have your
it.
Home coworkers?
You see your coworkers more than you may see your family. So sometimes it's very easy to establish a relationship,
right?
Either be friendly, you know, or more than friendly. But me, from my personal experience, I mean, I just, you know, sometimes people just catch you. You see enough of them. And you know, you just decide to see how far it can go, you know, just maybe a little flirtation, you know, or if you guys get off the same time, you can just say, hey, let's get a drink after work.
Lower those inhibitions.
Yeah.
Let's get a drink after work. And then I can, you know, have you slip on a banana peel and you can land on my penis.
Hey.
Kind of after work drinks.
Hey, I plead the fifth on that.
Mm-hmm. I know how y'all are.
I know how some of y'all are
when it comes to, but so you've actually tried it.
Yeah, I mean,
and how did it work out?
Well, I've had some that worked out pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I mean, we weren't boyfriend or girlfriend, but we hung out and it was cool. But then we had the ones that, you know, you try and you fail because some people don't know how to keep the personal separate from the business.
But how can you keep the personal separate from the business? Because if I see you every day at work,
yeah,
and we're also seeing each other behind closed doors and it's romantic,
yeah,
and then I see you looking at, you know, Keisha, you know, all, you know, you got stars in your eyes and you got, you know, you're giving her googly eyes,
yeah,
and I see that, I might have a problem. If I see you going to lunch with her, I might have a problem with that too. If I see you inviting her out to happy hour, I might have a problem with that too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's how we got started.
Right. I mean, I think definitely a conversation has to be had, because, you know, some people don't care if people know that y'all are talking. Some people don't want anybody to know. you know, that you're talking. And I think what really comes into play is, you know, you may work in the same building, but you may not work on the same floor. You may be in a different department, different things like that. But direct coworkers, that somebody that may be on the same team or something like that with you, that's a little more harder, a little harder to kind of manage.
Right. Because that's a little too close for comfort for me. You know, I don't know that I want to be in a relationship with somebody that I work that closely to.
Right.
Because when we get home, I have nothing to talk with you about.
Right.
Let's say we have to work on a project together and you screw it up.
Right.
I carry that home.
Right.
You know, or let's say I get a promotion and you don't.
Right.
Then you're bringing that home. So then there becomes this battle. Like, I don't know.
I mean, like I said, you got to have a conversation. But then also the parties involved got to understand what you want out of the situation. If it's just a fling, then do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know if I want to do a fling with a coworker, because I still feel that can get out of hand.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think men gossip just as much or if not more than women.
That's false. I'm
here and to they get just as emotional myth. Or, you know, if not more than women.
I'm here to debunk that.
I've experienced that. I didn't even have sexual relations, you know, relations with this person. Mm-hmm. And he still carried on an attitude like, I'm not going to say that word, but he had a bit of an attitude that I did not particularly care for.
Right.
So once I told him I wasn't interested in him, so.
Man, but like I said, it's so easy to fall into that professional trap.
It is. I mean, because you see it all the time. Like when people go into the military, they end up working closely with a certain group of people. And I don't know the correct terminology because I'm not in the military. So please excuse my ignorance. So they might be in close quarters with this particular man or woman. So they develop this, you know, relationship and they end up getting married. It happens all the time.
Right. I mean, and like you said, I mean, I think some situations are more conducive for work relationships than others. Like if you're in a position where you travel a lot. You know, and, you know, me and you may travel a lot to do radio work. So that could be a budding situation that may just happen out of, you know.
Are you projecting?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Are you projecting that we're going to get together?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Our relationship, our working relationship is going to cross those professional lines.
I hope that we get to the point where we are traveling and be a late. No, I'm not going to say that. Let me clean that up.
Yeah, you better clean that
let
up.
Let me clean that up.
Clean that
but why,
up.
I think you would be a great choice. Don't you think?
A great choice for what?
A great choice for a professional and personal relationship. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to...
Are you going to move on?
I'm going to move on from that.
And that's fine.
So what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they decide to date a coworker?
I think some of the common mistakes are, you know, telling too many people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep some of that.
Discretion is advised.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons why I would not want to date somebody that I worked closely with, because people are nosy and, you know, people in the workplace, they gossip like crazy. Like I've made stuff up just so people can say something, like, you know, not about me dating, but just things in general. Like, yeah, I went to, you know, I was in Canada last week, even though I wasn't. I mean, I've done it on Facebook, like recently over the weekend. I posted that I was in Vegas. And I wasn't, but I posted a picture following that, saying, I'm just kidding, I'm at Sam's Club with my mother. But people will take that stuff and they will run with it.
Of course.
Next thing you know, you got six kids, you got this, you got that. So, and you know, people, your coworkers or just outside people will make it more difficult for you. And some people do that intentionally.
Yeah.
Which is the sour part, especially, you know, if Keisha liked you and I liked you and I get you and she doesn't. She's going to have a problem with that. So, and if she knows that you and I are together, she's going to make an extra effort and attempt to come to your desk and drop her pencil and bend over without bending her knees in her shortest skirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. She's going to make an effort to slip and fall on that banana peel and fall into your lap at your desk.
Well, listen, I mean,
and she's going to invite you to lunch.
I think
she's going to continue to flirt.
A lot of backdoor strife goes on when there's relationships. You know, you kind of keep your ear to the street and hear what's going on within a relationship, who went out to lunch with who, you know, different things like that. And I think it creates a lot of confusion.
It does, because you have to have ground rules, which is difficult, because, I mean, how do you even start that off? You're like, okay, well, look, DH, I really like you. I think you're real cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about this, but I was thinking maybe we could try to get to know each other outside of work. How do you feel about it? So if you say yes, then that's when we have this meeting of the mind to say, hey, okay, this is how it's going to work. But a lot of people don't do that. They'll go straight into the dating with no plan. So yeah. I guess that's a good tip. You know, once when you decide to date a coworker, you yeah. have to have a plan.
Formulate a plan.
You have to formulate a plan.
If you want to work,
formulate a plan. And you cannot make a scene at the workplace.
Yeah, we can't have
at
that,
all.
Man.
No temper tantrums.
That's a no-no.
No-no.
Any issues that may overflow from home to work, we can't have those spats and disputes at work.
Or not even that. Like, even if it's not something that overflows from the home,
yeah.
like I said before, you know, maybe it's somebody else that's flirting with your new boo or
yeah.
your fling, and you don't like that.
Yeah.
So then you start catching an attitude, and then you go over there and you throw a tantrum, or you might throw something at them, or you might accidentally spill your coffee on that person
right.
intentionally, or intentionally mess up, you know, assignments and projects, or not be a team player because you're so angry with this other person. Well, you on a project with Keisha, and you know she likes your man, so now you're sabotaging things.
I think in a work relationship, I mean, even more than a regular relationship, I think the trust level has to be higher in that situation, because there's a lot riding on that relationship, personal and professional, because a lot of your stuff is going to be out in the open, you
yeah.
know,
because people are going to find out. People are nosy, and they pay attention to your patterns. That's all I know. If you come to work every day at 8:37 and you yeah. have a cup of coffee and you play Frank Sinatra, that becomes etched into my brain. I know what your pattern is. So if
yeah.
you come to work at 10:30 and you're in a bad mood and there's no Frank Sinatra, I'm like, okay, what's going on? Where's your coffee? Where's Frank? So, like, you know, I know what your patterns are. So people
yeah.
see that, like, okay, well, DH, you normally go to lunch with us, you know, every Friday, but then you start changing up that pattern, like, okay, well, now I'm going to lunch, you know, solo, because you don't
yeah.
want to say, well, I'm going with Keisha. Well, I'm going solo. They're like, well, why are you going solo? Or you might blow them off and say, you had, you know, oh, I had this meeting to go to, and then they see you out to lunch with Keisha. So you got to have all these different excuses of how you're going to cover it up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a difficult task.
You know, I feel you with that. But another tip that I say
mm-hmm.
personally,
mm-hmm.
I think when having a work relationship, your nonverbal game got to be strong. You know what I'm saying? Nonverbal game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about eye contact. You know, the text message game is going to be strong. You know,
yes, and keep everything off of the work
yeah.
email.
Microsoft
no
Outlook, they can find every keystroke, you know, for lack of better words. Keystroke.
Yes.
They can find every keystroke that you type on that computer. So, you know, all the trash Keisha and Nina be talking about each other. Yeah, you know, they see that too. But, you know, I think that the nonverbal game is so strong, especially like when you're able to walk around the office and see that person. And know that you got something going on and nobody know.
Right. So keep that nonverbal game very, very, very strong. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind that the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. So call us. Let us know what you think about dating a coworker. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all of your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant build-outs, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers, plus we're an independent contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
Yes, they do.
I want to get some of the Facebook comments. You got some too.
Yeah, I got Facebook.
No, I'm saying you got comments.
Oh, yeah.
On your.
Oh, okay.
Took me by surprise.
We don't even read like their entire name.
Nah, just the gist.
I can't help but see you.
John Thomas, running the third underscore. So, like, I don't need all this.
Helpless like a baby. Since your disguise, I can't help but love you. It's getting better all the time. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it, no. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to.
What's good, world? Welcome back to This Date Is Over Radio. It's your boy DH here with the wonderful, the beautiful Miss Marie.
Why, thank you for that introduction.
It's nothing. You know that's why I'm here.
And we're live from the Iron Parade Radio Broadcasting live. Network on rocktheflow.com.
Very live.
Very, very live.
Very live.
All the way
All
live.
All the way live.
Looking for that D.
That D. Chill.
But you just heard music from the great Michael Jackson.
MJ, man.
Yes. I can't help it. That's one of my favorite songs by
That's
him.
It's a really good song. It's a very good song.
Yeah, but we're talking about dating a coworker, you know, crossing professional lines, because it happens. It can be a beautiful thing. It can be a horrible thing.
Horrible.
And I want to, you know, go on to, you know, some social media. What are some of the stuff that people are saying? Because I asked the question, you know, what's the rule of thumb when dating a coworker?
Yeah, well, I mean, got a lot of great comments today on the Date Is Over Instagram and Facebook page. And mm-hmm. also DH Major Instagram right here. So make sure you follow your boy.
DH underscore Major.
DH, don't forget the underscore Major. Make sure you follow boy. But a couple things here, man. One of my real good friends commented, you know, she found her husband. In the work relationship. They're engaged to be married right now. So
okay.
Kudos. You Get know, it. I'm getting fitted for the tux because I'm in that thing too.
All right. So congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Also, a couple other ones. Here's one young lady chimed in. I ended up dating a coworker, fell in love with them. We both ended up leaving the job and going elsewhere, but we stayed together for 3 years. No one really knew. We kept a professional at work. That was when I was 19 and today I'm 31. We still cool.
All right.
Still cool. It's another one real quick, real brief one. This young lady dated her supervisor.
Oh,
no one knew. You know, that was the really only thing she regrets was dating the supervisor. But 7 years later, they're married and have two kids. So that's a good one. We don't have too many horror stories as of right now. We have.
Well, a lot of people telling me don't, you know, when I looked on to our Instagram page, a lot of people said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. Everybody says this. Lindry, my buddy, he says, no one at work needs to know until we get married, which is smart.
Yeah.
Everybody else said, don't, lessons learned. Don't date the coworker. Just be co-smashing partners. Don't, almost did, but she had a man. Another coworker was fooling around with her, and her boyfriend ended up coming up to the job with his crew looking for him.
Oh, boy.
He dodged a bullet.
A pretty tough one.
Right. I don't want any parts of that because that brings too much drama. And I have, you know, that's how a lot of affairs, you know, get started too. Because like we said before, when you're in close quarters with a coworker or a person, period, over a period of time, more so than you're at home, which is how work is, then you develop this kinship and this feelings and relationship that might not be appropriate. So you gotta know when to not cross that professional line and you know, just leave it professional.
Absolutely.
And if you feel yourself catching feelings, perhaps you need to remove yourself or I don't know.
But another good rule that dropped in on the Facebook page, they said once you can kind of see yourself getting serious and if you really want to take this thing to the next level, let HR know so they can put you in the right provision so that it's not an issue. You know.
Well, you need to check that beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just don't even go. I wouldn't go to HR and say, hey, excuse me, what's the policy on on having sex with a coworker? Well, I just want to know. You get this information when you first start your job.
Right.
You know, your onboarding procedure, you get an HR manual of some sort. I encourage you to do your own research before you jump out there. Know what your company's policy might be.
Right. Well, they said, essentially, you know, if you're going to the next level, and you don't want it to be an issue, you can say, hey, you know, because this person works in close quarters, you guys can go in there together and let them know, you know, if we need to move to a different team, a different department, different things like that. And because most jobs are, you know, forthright, they'll let you know, you know.
There's no fraternizing policy.
It is. But they will, in most cases, you know, do their best to accommodate you.
Right. Because things happen.
Absolutely.
You know, like your friend, she met her man there and it worked out for them because I guess I'm always thinking the worst, which I should not.
Right.
I should look at the glass half full instead of half empty. But I'm always cautious of stuff like that because I've been in a situation where a coworker liked me. I thought he was cool. You know, we kissed, but it was just like the circumstances around it. So it wasn't a normal circumstance. I'm actually going to write a blog about it. But he wanted things to go a lot further than I did.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have any intentions of really dating him, and I should have, you know, kind of been a little bit more cautious going into it. But it was just, you know, things happened. We got caught up in like a snowstorm, so we were just stuck together at that time. So, you know, he had our whole relationship mapped out of what he wanted us to do. I'm just like, yo, like, I don't really know you like that. I don't know that I want to be with you, and you talk too damn much. We went to lunch one time and he talked the entire lunch break like he had our relationship mapped out. I said, are you even divorced yet? Like, I don't know that I see you as my man or husband to be. So, and I let him know in a nice way that I did not want, you know, what he wanted, but I would like for us to remain friends and professional because we didn't work in the same office for the same, division, but we worked on the same floor, so we shared a kitchen and whatnot. So I don't know. I didn't want that. But I mean, we were always cordial before all that took place. So of course afterwards he had just this nasty attitude. I mean, like walking by me stomping. What grown person stomps their feet?
Yeah,
are you effing kidding me?
Yeah,
right,
that's
now
funny.
Stomping your feet though? Are you serious?
Yo, I mean really, I got another great quote that that just came in. It says, don't dip your pen in the ink that signs your paycheck.
Ooh, yes. And I definitely I do not want to date a supervisor. I've seen stuff like that, you know, that not cool, because then that person gets treated, you know, favorably, more favorably than others. And then people start to catch on, like, yo, they dating and she got a promotion and she's stupid. Or I remember one of my intern years ago, my, you know, the guy that oversaw my internship, he was dating one of the interns. I mean, this chick was never there. She never helped out at any of the events. I never even met the chick, but like in passing.
Man.
Didn't even know she was an intern, but she got all the tickets to, like, you know, the backstage passes and the tickets to the shows and everything that you could think of she got. But all of us little minions who actually worked didn't get squat. But man, because she was banging it.
Was getting it in.
Yeah, she was definitely, she was getting that D.
You know what?
From that dude.
It's funny because when you posted the topic on the social sites, you know, even more than others, I think this is a direct correlation to a lot, what a lot of people are going through who've either been in a work relationship or have their reasons why they won't go in one. So people have chimed in all day in reference to it. I love it.
Oh, that, no, I'm saying I didn't know if you wanted to speak. I was going to say is one of the, I try to avoid dating co-workers. You know, I don't want to date where I work, and I definitely don't want to date where I live. That's too close for comfort, because I want to have, you know, my personal space. And I feel like I'm gonna be a little too crowded. Yeah, we can go to lunch every once in a while if you work down the street, but I don't necessarily want you to work with me,
right? Yeah,
or live near me. Not even live near me, like live in my complex, because I had somebody in my building try to date me. Not cool at all. And I told this guy no 1,000 times, and he was not taking no for an answer. He sent me 2 dozen roses to my house and was like, come on, let's just go out. And I said, I'm so sorry, I'm just not comfortable with that.
So did you just not like him, or just it was because
it was just too close for comfort, and I was not in a position to be settling down. You know, I think I had just come out of something, so I didn't want to even take that risk. And then he would be popping up at my place then wondering, well, who was that came up to your place, or who was that you was walking in the building with? I don't have time to deal with that, because I would have to walk past his door to get to the elevator. And
that has
I knew that he would be watching me. I don't have time for that. I'm not about that at all. That doesn't work well for me. So I don't know. But yeah. That's, as you were saying,
that's not good. I mean, that, like you said, the too close for comfort situation is understandable. You know, me personally, I don't have an issue with dating within the workplace, because I'm an upstanding adult and I know how to handle myself within the workplace.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yes, I do. You know I do.
I don't know. I don't work with you.
We working right now.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Oh, does not work.
You should have heard some of the stuff he was saying to me during the break.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But speaking of breaks, I want to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. You know, relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Mm. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600, 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. That's Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Make sure you guys hit that up. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
Always take care of the ladies
in your
life.
I'm not a
mother,
but I am accepting all gifts.
You should accept the gift.
I am definitely accepting gifts. And actually, we got to give a gift to y'all, you know, because it is time for this week in Black history.
It is time for this week in Black history.
So are you ready, DH?
I am ready.
Are you ready? Are you really ready?
I am prepared. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This week in Black history, Willie Mays, the baseball legend, was born in Westfield, Alabama on this date, which is May 6th, actually. 1931. Mays became the
You all right over there?
Hey, you know, I love my Black history. I gotta make sure I get it right.
Yes, okay. Go for it.
Willie Mays was third all time with 660 home runs, with just was tied with A-Rod this past week. So Willie Mays born May 6th, 1931. Also Martin Robinson Delaney, an Ethnologist, an army officer, politician, and a black nationalist, was the first born free man in Charlestown, West Virginia, back on this date in 1812. My apologies, 1812.
You got it. Don't beat yourself up over there. You're doing a great job. Proud of you.
You know what? I need that. Us black men need that. Need someone to tell us that they're proud of us. I appreciate that. Also, James Bland, the writer of over 600 songs, including Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Virginia. Hey, it's a classic.
Okay.
Apparently. Which was actually Virginia State song as of 1940. Died back May 5th, 1911. So it's a bit of history for you all there.
Okay.
Let's see here. We have a lot of black history going on this week.
Yeah.
Charles
Every Godon, day is black history.
Every day is black history. Charles Godon won the Pulitzer Prize for his play, No Place to Be Somebody, back in 1970, May 4th, 1970. Also, J.W. Smith, an inventor, patented the lawn sprinkler back in 1897.
The lawn sprinkler. So what about black women? So what about This Week in Beautiful Black Women?
This Week in Beautiful Black Women? You know, I have a lot for beautiful black women. This Week in Beautiful Black Women, a beautiful black woman was born.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes This Week in Black History. Thank you so much, DH. We appreciate that.
You are quite welcome.
So back to tonight's program. We are talking about crossing professional lines. We have a good time in the studio.
Great time.
And one of the things I wanted to, to touch on, because I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And one of the things I struggle with is dealing with people who make passes at me. When I go to these networking events, there's been occasions where I've, of course, exchanged cards.
Right.
And the next thing I know, I get an inbox about, oh, you're so beautiful. I'd love to take you on a date. You have great legs. You have great this. This one guy just outlined my body in an email, and it just totally caught me off guard, because it's not like we had established that kind of a rapport when we met. There was no kind of mutual romantic interest. It was strictly business.
Right.
And so that happens often, and I have a hard time with that sometimes, because you don't want to think that they can get away with that, but at the same time it's like, okay, am I going to risk losing this business or this potential client? I don't know who this person knows. So if it gets around that you're a hard ass, then people catch attitudes.
Right.
So I actually have a special guest on the line. My beautiful soror. I want to make sure I got this phone line correct, because I don't know if y'all know this, but we moved to a new studio.
Yeah.
So that's probably why some things have been going crazy. So, Marcia, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear us? Hello?
Say that again.
Can you hear us?
Yes. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. So, Marcia, Wright Esquire, humorously describes herself as a lawyer by day, gypsy by night, lover, healer, wordsmith, god fiend, adventure enthusiast, health nut, pure genius, and magic maker in the kitchen. It all pays homage to the enthusiasm in which she approaches life. The Arlington, Virginia native is the owner of the Wright Law Firm, through which she litigates cases in D.C. and Virginia, and Sweet Mossy's, a boutique personal chef company, and I cannot wait to taste some of your delicious treats. But I wanted to bring you onto the program, Marcia, so thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
I remember a while ago, it's probably like a year ago, that you had posted something on either Facebook or Instagram about how, I don't know if it was a client of yours or a potential client that you were working with, he made a comment about your behind. He said something, okay, I didn't know you had these great assets, capital A-S-S. So I wanted to bring you on to ask you, how do you deal with that kind of, behavior? Because, I mean, you're a beautiful woman, and I'm certain that people will come on to you, but, when it's in a professional setting, how do you deal with that?
It's really, really difficult, and I've been practicing, I would say, now for 11 years, and I have not mastered the art of how to deal with inappropriate co-counsel, opposing counsel, clients. It happens so much, and sometimes it's so amusing, it's hard to develop a system in which to deal with it. I think that the older I get, the more blunt I become. And so I just sort of nip it in the bud early on. But it is very surprising how often a very professional conversation or a very professional meeting turns left.
Yes, it goes left very fast. Please.
I'll give you a good example. One day I'm in court and I'm litigating a case. And the attorney in the case, I had not met him prior to the day of court. And the pretrial litigation was messy. We were back and forth, nasty letters, just a brutal, brutal, brutal case. And I did not like him going into the courtroom at all. Had never met him, but I didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
We're in court, litigating the case, and he asked for the court's indulgence in the middle of his cross-examination, I think, of my witness. Mm-hmm. And the court said, okay, I'll give you, some indulgence, 30 seconds. And he leaned over to me, and he said, when the case is over, do you mind if I eat your pussy?
Oh!
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. When she said, she's talking about her cat. She meant to say vagina.
Yeah,
oh,
my Yoni.
My
yeah,
God.
He suggested Virginia. And offered in the middle of litigation.
And what did you do?
What could I say? We're in court. The
oh,
judge is on the bench.
My
client is next to
God.
Me. I had to play it off because, when counsel are talking, we're sort of leaning over to each other. What we're talking about is between he and I. And so I had to move on. But the
that is really unfortunate.
Stop the court case to say, and he meant it.
Wow.
He really meant it.
That is disgusting. So, and that's the thing that I struggle with as a woman, because that really gets under my skin, because they just see you, they don't even see you as a human being. They see you as a piece of meat, something for me to play with or to enjoy, and not really hear the professional side. I could be pitching my business and all they've heard is womp, 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 womp. And all they see is boobies, booty, or whatever they want to see. They see whatever fantasy. I don't care how professionally dressed that you are. They see sex. And I wish that men would, some men would be able to separate that. So has there ever been a time that's backfired for you, Marcia, that you've actually said to, something to somebody, like you told them off, like, hey, I'm not for this, and it's actually backfired. Maybe they try to, run your name through the mud, or, have tried to attack you in some kind of verbal way?
I've had it all, and it's very difficult to manage, because, sometimes it comes from sheriffs, for instance, when I'm entering the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes from colleagues that I respect or have a reputation. sometimes it comes from, people that I would rather not have that backlash from. But, it happens, and so it is what it is. And so you have to learn as a woman how to play the role in some environments and then take a stand in others. And it's very, very difficult to manage.
Yeah, and that breaks my heart.
And sometimes you have to question yourself, because to be honest with you, I would be naive to think that it wasn't a certain energy that I was putting out that may at times attract that level of commentary.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give you an example for that. I went away to Miami with my line sister, and
OOOP.
I took the pictures on. Say it again.
I said OOOP.
OOOP. And I posted a picture on social networks of me in my bikini while I was away. And somehow or another, the sheriff at one of the courthouses that I practice in on a regular basis got hold of that particular picture.
Oh, boy.
And they passed
it
around. So when I got to court that Monday, I walk in, and they're like, so, counselor, how was Miami over the weekend? And I looked at them like, how would you know that I was in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them turned his phone around, and as his screensaver was me in my bikini.
Hold on. His screensaver?
So I had a choice.
His screensaver?
I had a choice at that point. Yeah, it was a screensaver.
That's a bit stalkerish.
Yeah, it was. But wow. At that point, what do you do? Do you make a scene? Do you blow it up? Or do you continue to get grace as you enter the courtroom? Or when you're running late? Or,
right, and
so
I hate that we have to play that game.
In your favor.
Right, I hate that you have to play that game. So, yeah. DH, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Marcy. I mean, I see personally in the workplace that it's kind of a sexually driven environment at times. Do you think that's just the underlying tone in general? Sometimes you yourself being a beautiful woman, I know it may be hard, to try to keep the blinders on and try to block out everything else. But do you think that's kind of like an underlying tone in any workplace?
I would say yes. I would say yes. Absolutely.
I'm wondering if these people are just not getting sex at all. That they feel that they have to throw themselves at other people so blatantly.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't know.
I feel bad that it has to come to that, that you can't even, you know, practice, you know, law without something like that. Now, I think the whole, you know, what he wanted to do with, your pet at home, I think that's a that's a little egregious.
I can't believe he stopped court to say that.
That's a bold dude right there.
So that is so disrespectful. Yeah. I can't even imagine. But Marcia Wright, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate you sharing your stories. Did you want to let people know how to get in contact with you regarding your personal chef company and whatnot?
Sure. They can always find me on the web at www.sweetmossies, spelled MOSSIES.com. And if you ever need legal services, I am at www.therightlawfirm.com. So both of them are live, and you can always reach me. Instagram, Marcia O. Wright. Facebook, Marcia Olivia Wright. So everywhere.
Well, I need you to post those stories on thisdateisover.com.
Absolutely.
Can I hold you to that? Because everybody needs to read that.
Everyone needs to read
your that bad story about the guy in the courtroom. So if you have any bad date stories, yes, please post them on thisdateisover.com. But once again, thank you for joining us and being our guest on This Date Is Over Radio. Have a great rest of your evening.
Anytime.
Thanks, Marcia.
I will. All right. Bye-bye.
That's crazy.
Who does that? Guys, I really wish y'all could see me, because Miss Marie will back me up when I say this. I was really looking kind of crazy when she was telling that story, because that takes a bold dude to stop court and do something like that.
But a lot of men are that bold.
That's true.
I'm telling you, they are that bold. Let me tell you, you know what's another funny story? I was on, this was Sunday. I was going out for drinks. I was waiting for one of my friends. I had ended up parking, and then we decided to go to a different bar. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting for them to pick me up on, what was it, like 14th Street. And I'm just standing there looking at my phone, and there was a disabled gentleman walking by, and he mumbled something to me, and I said, "I'm sorry, what did you just say?" I said, "Are you talking to me?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Take it off." I said, "Oh my God. I cannot believe you just said that to me. Like, you cannot be serious." So I just walked away. I said, "I cannot." I said, "Take it off. Take it off."
I swear I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
You know, and another incident. I was out with my girl Brandy. We were down on U Street. We were bar hopping, and this elderly gentleman is walking in our direction, and he says to me, "Look at the legs on that. Girl, I would eat your blank right now." Disgusting. But men are really that bold.
Take it off.
On Sunday, this man told me to take it off. Wow.
I really don't mean to laugh that hard, but it was funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It was interesting. I just was stunned.
It's pretty disrespectful.
But it happens all the time. I don't like it.
I know.
I don't like it. I would rather you say something that was a little more gentlemanly.
Like a regular comment?
A
compliment?
You're pretty, or I like those shoes, or I don't know.
Sometimes
don't
you
tell
get
me
straight
to take
to
my
point.
Clothes off.
Nah, Fee.
Come on now. Don't tell me you're going to lick my hoo-ha. That's not appropriate. But yeah, you're listening to the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. And got DH Major in the studio with me tonight.
What up, world?
We're discussing crossing professional lines.
I think we've crossed a few professional lines tonight.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I think in radio, I guess it's really situational, because in radio, certain things take place. Now, as we said a while ago, that DH Major has two tickets to give away for this Saturday's Nats game. And I want these tickets. And we had a code word. So the first person to call in or to tweet me at Date Is Over, the code word, and the number to the studio, by the way, is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. You know, tweet me the code word or call us. You will win those two tickets to the game. And if you don't, I'll just go myself.
Yes.
So what's that code word?
Before I give the code word, I want to give a quick shout out to my sponsors, Building Hope Incorporated. They are a great organization to help out single single women and their children. They have a lot of good events going on. So please go to buildinghopeinc.org. You can check out everything they have going on there. One of my personal sponsors for this whole entertainment movement, for DH Major Movement. So I appreciate you guys for, you know, hooking us up with these tickets. But tonight's code word for the game
is
Atlanta. So call in
Holy
right
cow.
Now.
Holy cow.
It's Atlanta.
Holy cow. Not Atlanta. Hotlanta.
No,
it's Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is the code word. So if you want those tickets to Saturday's game,
yes,
at 4 o'clock, Nat Stadium, Beautiful
yes.
Stadium, Subway accessible.
And very good seats, I might add.
Good food, too. That jerk chicken.
Whew. Lord of mercy.
Yes. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. Or you can tweet me at Date Is Over. Moving on.
Moving on.
Since it's the second hour of the show, it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what am I going to rant and rave about? I don't know. Crossing professional lines, perhaps.
Maybe.
I mean, that is a nice topic. As I said before, I'm going to say it again. Tread lightly. Tread lightly when trying to pursue a coworker. Make certain that this is something that you really, really want to do.
Yeah.
Do you really want to take that risk of possibly losing your job, losing your life, getting your ass whooped, or being embarrassed in the workplace? I'm not saying a beautiful thing can't happen. It definitely can. But, you know, proceed with caution. Make certain you have a great understanding of the HR policy. Check out that manual when it comes to fraternizing with coworkers on a romantic level. And I encourage you, please be as discreet as possible. Keep them attitudes at home and just be an adult. Have mature discussions and communicate how you want to carry out this relationship, because everybody does not need to know your business, especially at work, because people are nosy as hell. I'm nosy.
Yeah.
I pay attention to stuff. Now, I'm not going to be asking, you know, all about your business, because it ain't my business. But if you slip up, then perhaps, you know, something might happen. Well, yeah, because people want to be in your business and we don't want you to get in trouble. Bottom line. But proceed with caution. But also, fellas, I don't want to beat up on the fellas. I know women do it, too. But
yeah.
Can you be just a tad bit more respectful with your approach to us? I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, like I said before. I go to different networking events and, you know, I meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just because I give you my card does not mean I'm interested in you romantically. So how about you establish that, you know, at the event, or be a little bit more respectful about it if you want to get to know me on a romantic level, because I'm coming to you for business. Now, don't try to tarnish my name if I turn you down either, because that's unacceptable. If I don't want to get with you, I just don't want to get with you.
Right.
Don't call me no kind of bees, no hoe. Don't do all that. Just be a man, take it on the chin, keep it moving. But if you want to get to know somebody, just be humble and be respectful. Just say, hey, you know, I know that we met on professional terms, but I find you attractive and I was just wondering if perhaps we could get to know each other. You don't need to say, well, you have the curves, you got that nice ass, them big old titties. We don't need that. That is so inappropriate. I don't want that in my life. I don't need that in my life. So, and I think a lot of women will respect you more if you came to them with respect.
Yeah.
You know, the law of reciprocity. So, that's all I got to say about that.
Hey, that's some good stuff right there. Do we have a winner?
I don't know. We did have somebody on the line. So, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kia. I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
So, Kia, do you want to go to that Nats game on Saturday?
I do. I really want to go.
So, can I go with you?
Sure, come on.
No, I'm not going to mess it up. So, what's the code word?
Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had, like, a sound
ding
effect to do the applause. So,
we can find one.
Congratulations, you are the winner. So hold
Thank
on
you.
Could you hold on the line, please, so we can get your information and make certain that you get those tickets?
Absolutely.
And thank you for tuning into This Date Is Over Radio. Make sure you check out the website too, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes.
Absolutely.
All right, hold
thank
on for me
you.
You're welcome. Hold on, please. So yeah, I think that's all I got for the rant and rave. Anything you want to add to that, DH, before we go play some music?
Listen, proceed with caution.
Yes.
And really had that discussion with that person about what you want from the situation.
Yes.
Because like I say,
if
every time
sucks,
I'm on the show, we got to communicate. we don't know what's going on unless we communicate. So we communicate with each other about what we want from the situation. I think it could be smooth. You just got to work on it, man.
But people have to really be honest with themselves, too, because they'll say, oh, yeah, you know what? I just want to fling, too. I don't want nothing serious. And then you see him walking. Like I said, you see him walking down the hallway with Keisha, and it's World War III. You done, like, threw all his papers off his desk, broke his laptop, you know, broke all his pens, took his erasers off the pencils. So you're doing the most.
Hey, that's too much.
So make certain that you are very clear and very honest with yourself about the situation, because when things go bad, they go real, real bad.
But real bad.
Expect the worst, but hope for the best.
There you go.
So we're going to get into some music.
Good music.
Good music. So keep it right here on The Flow.
You know, baby.
Hello.
I know you think we can make it all work out. But I got to tell
you
like this.
You're welcome.
So don't cry. Don't wanna see your tears. Baby, it'll be okay. Don't wanna see you cry, darling. No way. Just don't.
Yeah, well, it feels so right, and I know I'm. Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the Iron Parade Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that we are here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow for This Date Is Over Radio. I slowed it down a little bit. Play some music by Atlantic Star. Let's Get Closer, because sometimes you want to get closer to your coworker. But that's
true.
One of my favorite Atlantic Star songs. Had to take it back for y'all. And right before that was Mayor Hawthorne with Just Ain't Going to Work Out, because sometimes it just ain't going to work out with a coworker. So I'm hitting you from both angles with the music tonight.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you guys once again about Network Contracting Services. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs. From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. I see you nodding your head over there, DH.
Hey, man, I'm just jamming.
That's Georgia Ann Muldrow in the background.
Yes.
And if y'all don't know who she is, look her up. Great vocalist, great hip-hop, you know, artist. Great beats, great instrumentals.
And I'm just jamming to Network Contracting Solutions, man.
Network Contracting Solutions.
Yeah, just vibing.
Services, I should say. It's not
services,
solutions. Services.
Me. Services.
Network Contracting Services.
Oh, really?
Now, keep in mind that you can check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and check out our latest blog post. It's about love languages. So, yeah, we need to know what our love languages are. And we also need to know what our partners or potential partners' love languages are, so that we can speak them lovingly and willingly.
Yeah. Also, big shout out to the winner.
Yes.
Kia from Alexandria. Man.
Kia from Alexandria. Thank you for tuning in and for winning those tickets. I hope you have a great time.
That'll definitely.
Is it sad that I ain't want nobody calling because I want to take the tickets? Is that tacky?
No, that's not tacky.
No. I'm just messing with you guys. But tonight we're talking about crossing professional lines.
Yeah.
And as I said before, you know, a lot of us women have a hard time, and men too, but yeah. I think more so it leans towards the women more so on the scale. And I did post a question to some of the entrepreneur women that I know who have to deal with, you know, inappropriate conversations or messages from potential clients and prospects. So I asked them, you know, what do you do when somebody makes a blatant pass at you? Do you let it slide or do you nip it in the bud? My girl Toya, she said that she doesn't have to deal with that. She hasn't had that yet because she's in the wedding planning industry, so she hasn't had any of the grooms.
I'm surprised.
Know. Yeah, me too. My girl Vita, she said, I've never really gotten blatant passes, but I do get ones that call for business but end up talking about themselves or asking me a rack of questions. I usually just end the call, and any other communication would be just via email.
Gotcha. I mean, they can.
Somebody said date them.
That's a good one too.
Miss Tyler says, I've had clients, ministers, pastors, etc. make blatant passes at me in my industry. I nip it in the bud immediately, but a big part of it is that I'm married.
When I was not married, I was not an entrepreneur.
I probably would have handled it the same way unless I was attracted to them as well.
That's a pretty large part, that whole marriage thing.
That's an important part too, the attraction. Of course, the marriage part is important, but it also has to do with attraction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, reactions will be a little bit different depending on how you're, you know, how attracted you are to that person, or how attractive you think they are. Because, I mean, I know the guy who sent me that email about all my body parts. He was old as hell, and he wasn't sexy like my Jim Vance. You know, I don't know if you know who Jim Vance is.
I know who Jim Vance is.
But I have a crush on Jim Vance. He's like 77, but I love me some Jim Vance.
You should get him on the show.
Channel 4 News.
You should get him on the show.
That is my crush. So this guy didn't look anything like Jim Vance. He didn't look anything like George Clooney, because George Clooney, he could get it on a handstand like all day. Anyway. So, but this guy, he was just raggedy, liver spots. I mean, hideous. Granted, I will say this. You know, if somebody, even if it was somebody that was very attractive, sent me something like that, I would take offense to that.
Because I just don't like stuff like that. That puts me in an awkward position. I don't want to have to deal with that. Like, if I have to do a presentation for your company about my company, and then you're just making googly eyes at me, or you're elbowing the guys in the room like, hey, look at her. I told you. Look at that ass. So look at that. Look at them nostrils, man.
Take it off.
Right. Take it off. somebody else said just nip it ASAP. But it's a double-edged sword, because just like what Marcia Wright called earlier,
yeah.
She said that, you know, because she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And do you address the people that you work with in a negative manner, or do you just, you know, kind of like laugh it off, because you don't want to be greeted with, you know, attitude or being held back, because those are the same people that'll do favors for you, or they make your job a little bit easier.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like the type of job kind of determines how the work relationship would go? Because me personally, just thinking on the surface, I think because of a lawyer, I think because of the flack that can come behind doing something like what he did in the courtroom,
right?
Or the sheriff who has you as a screensaver in a bikini. Like, I would think because of the backdraft from that situation and you being a lawyer, that would push me away from trying to do different things like that, to, you know, to try to holler at you or something like that. I mean, because, like, you know, or and on the flip side of that, like they say, a call center environment is like high school, mm-hmm. where everybody dating everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know that, but, you know, that's what
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, because even if you do try to nip it in the bud in the workplace and you take those proper measures to go to HR,
yeah.
then you become an outcast.
Yeah.
And then a lot of, because I've been in a situation where I've gone to HR about something like, hey, I'm concerned. And then they try to completely flip it on you. And then you're the one out the door.
Yeah,
or you're the one that becomes the black sheep. Oh, you told. When it really should be, you need to calm the hell down and stop harassing people. I can remember this other time when I was doing not necessarily an internship, but this was back when I was in college and I was, you know, thinking about going into radio. So I decided to go to this particular radio station. It was like a referral thing, just to meet with the guy during his show to kind of get an idea of, you know, how things worked in the real world, because I was just in college. I didn't know how commercial radio was. So he agreed to meet with me, and I watched him do his show, and then he just, like, came out of left field talking about, like, yeah, your nipples would be hard and this, that, and the other. I'm just like, okay. So about the control board, tell me about that. You know, I just tried to steer the conversation away from that because I didn't know, you know, what to do. But come to find out, he's known as, like, the pervert in the office. And that's like public knowledge. Like, okay, that's cool though.
The
apparently,
office pervert.
Then,
jeez,
in that area. And I remember when I did work at another radio station, I was harassed on several occasions.
Jeez.
And one guy, I let him have it, and I guess I could have lost my job at that time. But I was not down with that. You know, this was, I'm about to date myself, but this is back before cell phones were popular. So I didn't. Right. I mean, people still that we use more landline. Yeah, we use landlines more so than, you know, cell phones. So I didn't readily have a cell phone available, and somebody was on the landline, whatever, at the office. So I asked the guy if I could use his cell phone just to make a quick call. And he said, sure. So I was handing him back his cell phone, and he, like, caressed my hand and held my hand real tight.
Thank
and I, like,
you, baby.
Yanked my hand away from him. Like, what the hell are you doing? Strike one.
You can use my phone anytime, girl.
Right. I was just like, could you get off of me, please? So then, I think a couple of days later, I'm sitting at my computer, and I'm working on something, and I feel somebody's hands, like, caress my neck and my shoulders. And,
boy,
like my man would caress my neck and shoulders. And I turned around. I said, what the hell is your problem? I said, why are you touching me? He said, I just felt like touching you. I said, how about if I feel like kicking you in your penis? I let him have it.
That sounds so much worse than kicking in the balls. That sounds worse.
Yeah, I'm just like, why are you touching me? But he thought it was okay to touch me like that. And another person in that same office, you know, I was going to the cafeteria or something to get something. And a guy was like, ooh, baby, walk a little slower next time. And I'm like, why are you screaming at me like I'm walking down the street? And this guy worked at the gospel station, of all stations. And he kept trying to, oh, let me look at you. Like, no.
He's about to give you a blessing.
Let me look at you. Walk by a little slower next time. Ooh.
Man, look, listen, I say this, and I know we laugh and joke a lot, but I'm not about workplace harassment. And I say that, you know, I'm not about harassment, period, especially workplace harassment. And, you know, but I think, like you said, you got to nip stuff in the bud. And if it's an issue, you know, where I can understand, you know, maybe playful flirting and stuff like that. But when you're doing things that can, you know, interrupt the flow of the workplace, the flow, when you do things to interrupt the flow of the workplace, then I don't think that's good. So I'm definitely not for, you know, workplace harassment, you know, playful flirting here and there, but nothing too crazy, man. And I think that's where the line has to be drawn. Like the man in the courtroom, you know, like the old guy that's hollering to you to take it off, you know, we gotta know when to chill.
I don't understand why he couldn't just wait till court was over and say, hey, I would like to get to know you. Why would you take it so, why would you be so effing crass and sexual?
He may have been trying to throw her off her game.
Maybe.
That may have been a strategy of his.
I don't know. And I don't understand. So I don't know. You're a man, so maybe you can help me to understand this.
Okay.
You know, how can you be taken seriously by a man when you're doing a presentation or you're meeting him for professional purposes? Because just as recent as, I think it was either Sunday or Monday, on Facebook, as per usual, this guy posted in one of the groups that I'm in. He was talking about, well, so-and-so woman came and did a presentation for my fraternity, and man, she looked so good, and you know, she gave the fellas heart attacks, and everybody was asking for your number, girl, and this, that, and the other. And everything he said had nothing to do with right. The damn presentation, like what it was about. No content. It was all about how she looked.
Right.
Well, that's all it was. Like, she was beautiful, or she was sexy, and I know so many people wanted to take you home, and they liked what they saw. You caused a lot of heart attacks. You caused a ruckus in that meeting. I'm like, did she even get the business?
Right.
Do you even know what her product was? Nothing.
Probably not. You'd be a fool to say that looks don't matter. We've had that discussion on this here show before. You know, looks are the first thing you see. So, mm-hmm. You know, just me being a man, if you're gorgeous, mm-hmm. You already got me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I literally will buy anything you're selling if, you know, if I'm attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fact of the matter.
Even if she's dumb as a pile of bricks.
Hey, man.
You won't even notice.
I won't notice. Mm-hmm. I won't get a chance to know if she's dumb or if she's smart. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm all enthralled in her looks. And I think, you know, just being real, if we can do that right here on the flow, you know, looks matter. Mm-hmm. You know, and if
they do,
and if it's somebody that's attractive, it may be harder for me, you know, to actually focus on what you're trying to do if I'm attracted to you physically. And that's just me being honest. Now, as being a professional man, I should be able to look past that, you know, but I just have to call a spade. That's what we do here, you know. And that's my jam right here. But you know, it is what it is. If she's beautiful, you know, I may be enthralled by her looks, but me, myself, I am able to look past that, mm-hmm. especially if it's something that I need to for work or situations like that, you know.
But are you going to make it hot and obvious in the meeting that you can't control yourself?
Nah, but see, there's a way to do everything. And me, I'm kind of discreet. Like, I'm not going to be out in the open, you know, in a boardroom, you know, by the way, you looking bad in that dress, ma. And that presentation is a 200 right now. Nah.
And all she said was hello.
Exactly.
Man, that presentation's great.
That joint like that, man. Yeah. Nah. It'll be more discreet. You know, I may pull out to the side of the or when they're done. You know, hey, can you kind of go over a little bit more of that presentation with me?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
After she goes over the presentation,
I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm like, were you not here? I'm only here for an hour. You were not paying me.
So you.
This is your opportunity to pay me. I don't want to have to go over the presentation again after I sat here for an hour and talk to you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if you're doing the presentation and I come out after the presentation and say, you know what, I'm not gonna buy anything from you, but I think you're gorgeous and I want to take you out. Can I do that? Would you do that?
Hell no, because you ain't buying my product.
See?
Why would I want to go on a date with you? You can't even scratch my back.
Because I'm fly and I just came at you correct. What's wrong with that?
Tell me how to get some business with your company, then we can talk. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. Give us a call. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram @DateIsOver and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on the flow for soulful music news and talk.
And talk.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant build-outs, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
To hurry home before it's dark. I can't wait to see your smile again. And I love the time we spent. I waited for the break of day to come, so I can see your smile. I couldn't wait to get to school. Oh, babe. To see your pretty face, I've got to stay cool. Break it down.
Girl, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Ooh, the way you receive
me. Oh, baby.
leave me, baby.
Girl, don't leave me, don't leave me.
You know I'll be here for you.
Girl, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Just me and you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio with your girl Miss Marie right here on The Flow. That was the Make Out Monday song of the day for the week. Tevin Campbell, Alone With You. That's one of my favorite Tevin Campbell songs, by the way.
You can never go wrong with some Tevin Campbell, man.
No, you cannot. Well, his Back to the World album was a little shaky.
Back to the World was a good song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the album.
When he had those bob braids, it's a little shaky. With that silver suit.
That mid-90s Tevin Campbell?
That was late 90s? It was like late 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah.
But by the way, ladies and gents, that is DH Major on the microphone.
What's good with y'all, man?
But yeah, that's Tevin Campbell along with you.
That's the show in itself.
Yeah, you guys need to look up Tevin Campbell. This is a couple years ago. Look it up on YouTube. He was at a bar singing Can We Talk? And he stopped in the middle of the song to take a sip of beer. Funniest crap ever. So look up that Tevin Campbell. Can we talk?
Can we drink?
Right. Can we? How you gonna stop the middle of the song to take a sip of beer?
He was thirsty, man.
Yeah, clearly. Lamborghini Mercy. Tonight we're talking about crossing professional lines. And keep in mind the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And check out the website, thisdateisover.com.
Yes.
Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. But I wanted to go back on Facebook because we have a very lively Facebook group.
Yes, it is.
And actually, I got to go on the Twitter real quick because what's up, BTJ? Inside jokes. He said there's no point in establishing rules before you guys know if it's going anywhere. I think rules should be established after a couple of successful dates. I don't know. I think it needs to be established beforehand. It doesn't have to be a lengthy discussion about rules or a whole long list of rules, but it needs to be like, look, we're going to go out and see how it goes, but yeah, this cannot go back to the workplace, you know, so let's just keep it professional.
I had a first date discussion.
I think it's necessary. But thank you for BTJ for your comments. But I wanted to go on to Facebook, like I was saying. And the same question I asked before, you know, how do you handle it, you know, being an entrepreneur or just, you know, when you're going to these professional events and people aren't so professional?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had people actually suggest to me that I need to use sex. You know, maybe you should pose in a scantily clad outfit or a bikini to get more followers or more listeners for thisdateisover.com. Right. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that, yeah. You know, because that seems to be the route that a lot of women have to take to get some type of, you know, notoriety or some type of fame. I don't necessarily want to go that way, especially since I haven't been to the gym in the past 2 weeks. Maybe if I had washboard abs and a little less cellulite, right, I would do it. But I don't want to feel like I have to pimp myself. You know, I think I'm an attractive woman. You know, I don't post a whole lot of pictures of myself on, you know, my, you know, social media stuff for This Date Is Over. I do sometimes. Well, more than I used to. But, you know, it's more about the blog and the brand than it is me personally.
I mean, sex does sell. But then you have to ask the question, what are you selling?
Right.
You know what I mean? Sex can sell a lot of things. But if that's not really what you want, then that may not be the move to go through.
Yeah. So my buddy Sean, he says, stay true to yourself. If your business is good, the clientele will be there. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe.
Hey, just call a spade. That's what we do here.
David said, in my opinion, stay professional at all times. Never put yourself in a box you can't get out of with the inappropriate gestures. Cut them off immediately. They'll never be able to focus on your business when they have the distraction of their pleasures. Ooh, that's true. Troy says, I believe in using whatever gifts you have to your advantage. However, while doing so, you can't compromise your morals or self-worth. That makes sense. Vasey, she says, ignore. She said, I ignore their asses. I don't have time for foolishness. Run my money and be out.
Hey.
Give me the money and leave me the hell alone. Somebody told me to try wearing a wedding ring. I don't want to do that because I don't want to like jeopardize my chances of getting ring.
I'm definitely not buying from her.
I know, but I used to do that when I worked at a bank years ago. I was a bank teller and the harassment there was unreal. Like, seriously. I had a guy, an elderly guy, married guy, tell me that he was going to be thinking about me when he was going to have sex that night. He said, I'm going to be thinking about you when I have sex tonight.
Did he holler, take it off?
No, he didn't. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Take off them overdraft fees. That's what they want.
I really appreciate that harassment that you just provided.
I feel bad laughing the way you just said that.
My girl B, she said, tell them straight up that you're onto them and you're not interested. And for those who suggest that you use your sex appeal, I would tell them to go F themselves. You can't be polite when you're dealing with ignorance. Somebody said, keep it 100% professional. All, you know, 100% of the time. That's so slimy when men or women, for that matter, do that. Makes you want to go home and scrub yourself clean. And that is true. It's like, damn, I just spent all this time. You know how many hours I've worked on this proposal? Yeah. And I know how many hours I've worked on this presentation. Also be reduced to, hey, you got some great legs. Let's have some sex. Just to be reduced to that. But, so I'm going to pass it to you because I know we've been looking up, you know, some tips.
Yes.
VH. You know, what are some tips to dating a coworker? Because it's bound to happen, you know, when you're in close quarters with people, it's bound to happen. My recommendation and tip would be to be somebody that's like not that close to you in the workplace. You know, it depends on where you work. If you work for like a government agency, it's going to be thousands of people. So maybe if you work, you know, on the fifth floor and they work on the 10th floor, maybe it's an office where you don't see each other every day. That would be my recommendation. Yeah. Because they can, you know, even with, you know, different agencies, they have campuses. So you might not work on the same campus, but you might happen to see each other in the cafeteria. So stuff like that, I think, where you can kind of still be an individual and people won't be as much in your business. So what are some tips that you have for how to date a coworker?
What's some good tips is number one, this starts out, and it's a great read. I'll make sure we post it to This Date Is Over.
Okay.
So that they can check it out. The first tip is don't treat work as extended quality time.
Ooh.
So it's basically saying it's important to keep your at work relationship as professional as possible. Unless you're at lunch or in a group setting, trying to limit the non-work related small talk until after hours.
Makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. You're right over there?
Nah, I got tongue tied. Let's just go to the next one.
yes, shall we?
Don't go to lunch together every day. Point blank, period. You already see each other enough at home, so why see each other all the time at work?
That makes sense. You know what? To think about it, when I used to work at a government agency, I did not know that this man and this woman were, you know, I didn't know they were a couple. And, I mean, this lady she was gorgeous. She dressed nicely, everything. And I just loved her style. She was very stylish, very professional woman. And her husband was like the biggest effing geek I had ever seen in life. And he was like, hey, how are you guys doing today?
Screech.
I just wanted to say hello to everyone. And I was like, this guy's an effing weirdo. I did not know. Somebody was like, yeah, you know, he's married to so-and-so. I was like, for real? Because they did not do anything together at the workplace.
Right.
They didn't go to lunch. I never saw them interact at all. So I think that helped their marriage.
Was she out of his league? Did she look like she was out of
Yes, she did. But
he's going home and tearing it up.
Right. He's tearing it up at home, okay?
And y'all think he a nerd.
Right. And, yeah, he was like, hello, everybody. How's it going? What are you doing? Yeah, he was so weird. And he had the hunch over. Yeah.
And anyway. Going home tearing that up.
I need to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa again. So relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1000. 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. Now, that'll be a great gift for Mother's Day. You still have time. Even if Mama can't get her hair done this weekend, you can get her a gift certificate. So make certain you call Epiphany Salon and Spa at 202-319-1600.
Make sure you hit them up. Got more tips for you guys. Here's another great one. Like we said earlier, you know, essentially keep that text game strong. And, you know,
Don't email.
No. Don't email.
Don't email.
It says you're crazy about each other, but you aren't allowed to openly express that while you're at work. So it can create a lot of sexual tension between the two. So, you know, having a great text message conversation, talking trash, talking dirt, and don't nobody know what's going on.
I'm going to send you a dirty message.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, baby, your bathroom. Dirty. But I want to go back to, well, I got another tip joint too, which is kind of cool. It says, be sure before all else, be sure that you really want to pursue this person, whether it be sexually or for something long term. Be absolutely sure that you want to do that and think about the consequences for your job.
Yeah.
Really, really think about those consequences. Another good one is, especially if you work together, you know, find common ground.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of work, you know, other than work, you don't want your relationship to be so monotonous and so boring that all you talk about is work, because you have nothing else to say. So find some common ground outside of work. And I mean, one of the most important things is ask your coworker out on a date.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, make certain that they are, you know, do it respectfully. Like I said, be humble and ask them on a date. What is it?
It's a couple.
Oh, Lord. I'm looking at this tip page. I don't agree with this. It says make out in the elevator.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Make out in the
elevator. I would love to do that in an elevator, but I don't recommend that at work because you don't know where those cameras are, especially if you're in a secured building, in a government building.
That's
or
true.
Even in commercial buildings, you don't know.
Have a breakup contingency plan.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Do you really want to risk it? So, yeah. If you do decide to break up, if it's not working out, make certain that you do it professionally.
Yes.
That be professional. If your relationship ends, make certain that you have a professional approach. I don't care if he kicked your cat across the room. Well, actually, I do. But make certain that you just keep that to yourself. Don't bring that into the workplace. It's not necessary. Keep the relationship low-key at
low
work.
Low-key.
Keep it very low-key. One of the things that this particular post says on wikihow.com that I find interesting, it says, tell your coworkers about your workplace romance with consideration. When you decide to confide in your coworkers, mm-hmm. or you're forced to after someone catches you, own up to the affair in as matter-of-fact a way as possible.
Yeah.
Don't share details. Details will make you appear foolish, smug, and if there is a conflict of interest, the details may put your job at risk. In addition, don't expect your coworkers to be overwhelmed with joy for you. Yes, everybody is not going to be happy for you. I told you, Keisha in the mailroom is not going to be happy that you with, you know, the COO of the company.
And if I find out you hollering at the same shorty I may be feeling...
I'm telling you, Keisha gonna lose your mail. She gonna toilet paper your cubicle. She gonna take your erasers off your pencils. So yeah.
And another good thing that I think is really important, I'm not sure if we've mentioned it yet, but this one says your career comes first.
Yes. Your career comes first.
Yes.
So
at the end of the day, you still have to make a livelihood. There will be plenty of fish in the sea. You may have to go get another fishing rod, but that's another story. But make sure your career comes first, especially if it's a really good job that you like and you want to keep. Make sure that you go into the situation with the utmost understanding that my job comes first and everything after that, we can handle it.
Your job comes first.
Absolutely.
And going back to your job coming first, that's why you have to exercise great caution, exercise discretion, and be mindful of your approach. You know, harassment is not okay.
It's okay
to be interested and to put it out there that you are interested, but be respectful because you don't want to cross the line and let that be into harassment because it's just inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I'm reflecting back on an episode of A Different World that I looked at last night. Whitley Gilbert, mm-hmm. Wine. She was working at, you know, she had a corporate job as an art buyer.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, showing the gentleman in her office, like, yes. That she wanted to the company to invest in this particular painting. And he couldn't even focus on the painting because he was just so into her. And
the black guy.
He made all these inappropriate comments to her. And she fought back. She told him, like, look, I'm not having it, you know, in so many words. And she let him know that he needs to keep it to himself. Like, keep your sword in your pants. I'm not dealing with that. So
did she do the hidden camera? Was that the one?
Yeah.
She
let him slide because she threatened him, mm-hmm. with going to HR or telling management, but she didn't.
Right.
So he told before she did. So he made it seem like she was the aggressor.
Exactly.
So if you're gonna make a threat like that, make certain you go to HR immediately, because a lot of people try to twist it on you like you've been harassing them. So just, you know.
Can you do a Whitley voice?
No.
You can't.
No, I cannot. I cannot. But I mean, as I said in my rant and rave, I want guys to really stop dehumanizing women and seeing us as objects. Like, seriously. I know if you think somebody's hot, I know if I think a guy looks good because a man in a suit, honey.
Yeah.
Honey. But I'm not gonna let that deter me from hearing your presentation and really, you know, being focused on the job at hand. So I want, you know, that same respect.
If Idris Elba is standing in front of you trying to give you a presentation, are you really going to be focused on listening to what he's saying?
People act like he's the finest thing in the world. He's very attractive. Don't get me wrong, but I'm going to be able to concentrate.
I don't know if that.
And he's not even single, so I'm really going to be able to concentrate.
But I mean, if that's the guy that you're into and he's available.
Yes.
And he's selling you the world right now, you just.
Yes.
Okay, Idris.
I'd like to believe that I can, okay?
Well, I guess we'll find out, right?
Whenever
that happens.
Yeah, I like to believe that I can keep it professional.
You can. I believe you can.
That's how I roll. Like, I try not to cross those lines. Although, there is this one time that I forgot about that I completely crossed the line.
Don't tell me.
Learning from my own mistakes. I'm going to tell you, this was probably one of the dumbest things that I have ever done. And I could have gotten fired, and the HR person could have gotten fired at the same time. Right.
Oh, boy.
So, let me tell you how stupid and bold I was. This was, you know, younger me.
Okay.
Very, very, very early 20s, you know, wet behind the ear, you know, first time in corporate America. So, I'm dumb as a pile of bricks. So, I saw this guy, and he was just gorgeous.
Okay.
And, you know, I just said hello, but I had to go to a meeting, so I wasn't able to really stop and engage and have a conversation with him. But I saw that he walked into, you know, the conference room for the HR meeting. It was like an onboarding meeting because he was a new employee.
Okay.
So I spoke to the HR person. It said, hey, there was this guy here, this black guy. You know, I described him. She was like, oh, yeah, that was so-and-so. I said, I think he's very attractive. Do you know if he's single? Can you ask him? She called and asked the guy.
Wow.
And told him I was interested, and we exchanged numbers.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's terribly unprofessional. I would never do that again. Because if things would have backfired, granted, nothing happened between us. I think we went out like one time and it was cool, but it was no love connection. We remained cool. We were friends, right. And we found out we had like mutual friends. So it was all love, but that could have gone terribly wrong. Because what if he's, you know, was offended by her calling him, number one, saying like, hey, am I single? What kind of organization is this? What are you calling me asking about my romantic, you know, life? And that's not professional. So thank God it didn't backfire on me or her, because we totally could have gotten the boot.
I feel you.
So folks, don't ever do that.
Look.
Don't ever do that.
It's your prerogative. You do what you want to do. But
I would not do that.
Discretion.
Discretion is advised.
Discretion.
Always exercise discretion.
Always exercise discretion.
So it's almost that time for us to get out of here. But I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate the support. We are here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Check out our latest blog post. We post a new blog every Wednesday. Wednesday, hump day, blog day. Check it out. And also, you have the opportunity to post your own bad date stories, because I know I'm not the only one who's had a bad date, and all those stories are not mine. I got a lot of funny stories from you guys. So if you're too shy to post it yourself on the dating stories tab, you are welcome to email me at info@thisdateisover.com. So make sure you tell your friends about the site. Tell your friends about the show. If you like what you heard, you know, give me a shout. I'm on Instagram and Twitter @DateIsOver and Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We also have a very, very lively group. Very interesting group. So I'll post those details on our Facebook page. So any parting words for dating a coworker, you know, crossing professional lines, DH Major? And thank you for being here once again.
Oh, you know it.
We appreciate you.
Always happy to be
rocking. Thank you for those tickets. Congrats to Kia once again.
Hey, Kia and Alexandria, man, shout out to you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Also, shout out to my sponsor, Building Hope Inc. Incorporated, holding me down in this entertainment thing we got going on. But to answer the question.
Yes.
Anything you decide to do, make sure you do it with caution and understand the ramifications that can come behind it if it doesn't work out. Like you said, have a breakup contingency plan. Also talk to that person and really, really talk about what you want from the situation. So if you want more than the fling, you need to talk about it. If you just want a fling, then talk about it. But make sure you understand that business is business, personal is personal. And as long as you can keep the lines, you know, separate, then I think it'll be a good thing for you.
Do it with caution and do it with class.
Yeah.
That's important. Let's be adults about the situation.
Yeah.
Do it with class, you know, and exercise caution. And I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to people that you know personally who have had or currently have successful relationships that developed in the workplace. You know, use them as a guide, as your mentor. Ask them, you know, what to do, what not to do. How do they deal with the gossip? How do they deal with, you know, arguments in the workplace? I mean, excuse me, not in the workplace, but in home. How do they not carry that into the workplace? So use your resources.
Yeah.
And make certain it's something you really want to do.
Absolutely.
This person got to be real bad. I don't think there's ever. Well, I take that back. Like, I can't think of anybody I really wanted to like bang my brains out at work. But there was this one guy that I was really attracted to, and I definitely made extra trips by his desk with a cart and stuff, and made some noise so he would know that I was there and said hello. But he wouldn't give me no time of day. This dude was even standing at the bus stop, and I waved to him. He waved back, but it was nothing.
Should give him a ride.
I don't know where he lived. I'm not that crazy.
You wanted him, though.
I wanted to get to know him. I didn't want him. You on the bus.
He could have told you about himself in the car on the way to your house.
But if you can't even talk to me in the workplace.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah. Like, you can give me a half hello, then it's not going to work. But, yeah. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my soror, Marcia Wright. Yes.
Good info right there, man.
Sorority in all the land, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Only the
Delta
best. Those
love,
who
man.
Fail pledge the rest.
Hey.
I still love it, all you other guys too, but DST is in my heart.
Hey.
So thank you guys. Come back next Wednesday. Check out the website, thisdatasover.com. And
check out the Instagram page, DH_Major.
Yes.
A lot of comedy in there. Check me out.
Check it out. Check him out. Thank you, DH. And I don't know what else to say. I just, you know, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Before I go, I gotta say Happy Mother's Day, because this weekend is Mother's Day.
Yeah, how could we forget?
I gotta
that?
Say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Janet. Love her dearly, and all the wonderful mothers out there. We're gonna go bowling on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be a good time. But that's all our time. I gotta go. Let me shut up. So y'all have a great night and a great rest of the week. Talk to you soon.
Shout out to the mamas.
Bye bye.
Later.